Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Agnition. Today we're going to be joined by retired Wissota Sprint Car Series driver Chuck Schumacher. We're also going to hear from Mark from Craig Ford in Blooming Prairie, Matt from Walker Performance Filtration Systems, Bob Baker from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Got an old motorcycle that's taking up space? Time to turn that bike into cash. Motorcycles wanted. We buy 1970s Japanese bikes and British bikes, running bikes, non-running bikes, dirt bikes, and street bikes. Call today, 612-720-2142. That's 612-720-2142.
Farmers have to face a lot of adversity during harvest season. Grain prices, fuel prices, lack of sleep, and now the recent storms. Hi, this is Jamie from International Steel Erectors. It seems like no matter what is thrown at our area farmers, they always persevere. Have a safe and productive harvest season, and if your grain site has been affected by the recent storms, please contact International Steel Erectors in Owatonna or NASCO Equipment in Fairmont, and we will find a solution together.
Returning home on a November evening, I hit a deer on 35W. Hi, this is Shelly. My first thought was, is everyone okay? My second thought was, oh no, my van. I love my van and rely on it every day. My first call was to Bob at Midwest Collision. He took care of everything from getting my vehicle towed to his shop, providing me with a loaner vehicle, and returning my van back to me in a timely fashion when it was repaired, all with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Accidents happen. If you have had an accident, call Midwest Collision at 332-2434.
And now a word from our title sponsors of the Dirt Show, the Dirt Experts, Agnition.
Farmers, get your soil started with Generate from Agnition. Generate is a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates native microbes to liberate nutrients that drive soil and plant health. Click on our ad on the Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Beef, pork, even yard birds. We raise some good meat in Iowa. Someone like you knows how to cook them, and someone like me knows what to put on top. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and I want you to be kind to your meat. Get all that artificial stuff out of the fridge and pick up a bottle of cookies. Cookies barbecue sauces are the real deal and gluten-free. The same award-winning recipe for over 40 years. Check the ingredients. Smart cookies use cookies barbecue sauces and seasonings. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies.
Right now, 5-quart jugs of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil are only $18.99. It protects your engine from sludge and extreme temperatures. But did you know it also protects our troops? Yep, with each purchase of Napa Full Synthetic for $18.99, a portion goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to interview retired Wissota Sprint Car driver Chuck Schumacher. And Chuck, when did you become interested in racing and race cars?
Well, my dad, when I was 7, 8 years old, we used to go up to St. Peter Speedway, and of course I was attracted to the modifieds right away, and I had a cousin who was quite a bit older than me. He was racing up there, so, you know, it was kind of a, hey Dad, Mom said it would be great to go up to St. Peter tonight if it's okay with you thing, you know, and we get up there, you know, 5 times a year, and I used to take the program and cut their pictures out with their cars and put it in my billfold, like, you know, they were my buddies. And then when I was 10, that was the first time I went to the Owatonna Fair. And my dad said, we're going to see the big car races. And it was the IMCA Sprint Cars. And I'll never forget walking up that cement slab into the grandstands. And they always had the cars displayed right down the front stretch on an angle. And the chrome, you know, was glistening from the sunlight. And I was sold. I mean, sprint cars were, that was it for me.
Over the past 11 seasons, I had the opportunity to have two of those modified drivers from St. Peter on the show, Clyde Haslip and Johnny Fireball Nelson.
I actually got to race against Clyde. He was one of my heroes up there, he and Elmer Zinke. And Clyde filled in up at Arlington in a guy's sprint car while he was out on the road trucking and raced a couple of races for him. And Clyde hadn't raced in years. But it was really fun to, you know, get on the track with him again, and or for the first time, I guess, and that was kind of neat.
You began your racing career in 1975 at Cannon River Speedway. That was a great place to race in that era. Large crowds, really cool special events, and some of the region's top drivers.
Yeah, there was quite a few guys from town were running street stocks up there, and I pitted for one of them. I mean, in high school, it was all about sports. And, you know, though I followed racing, I didn't ever think that I'd get involved in it. And it actually came up with an opportunity to buy a street stock ready to go, roll cage, 283 engine, for $125. So I bought it with no mechanical skills at all, no trailer. We pulled it up there with a cable, and then we'd leave it there at night and come pick it up the next day because we had no lights on it. And usually the tank was siphoned dry, you know. So that's how we went racing the first year, gravel roads and a log chain.
Chuck, you were actually a three-sport athlete in high school.
I was. I played football, baseball, and basketball.
What is the history behind your red, white, and blue number 44 Camaro? That is a beautiful car.
That car we bought in Waterloo. It was built originally by Ed Sanger. It was a retired late model. At that time, that's what the hobby stocks, that like Mark Noble and James Crage and Mike Katormson were driving, that style of car with big blocks. And we bought it down in Waterloo and only ran it maybe three times and blew the motor. And I was in the midst of having children and low on funds, so the car was sold.
Speaking of children, your daughter Nikki is in the picture I have of that number 44 Camaro. She has to be about 3 years old in the photo, and it looks like she was interested in your racing career right from the start.
Well, they liked to come and sit in them. You know, they never got to the track very often, and it stayed with her, that's for sure.
What are your very last memories of Cannon River Speedway before the racing came to a halt there?
Actually, the last race, when the grandstands fell through, they made the street stocks park out by the river. So when we got done, we loaded up, and then everybody backed their trailers up to the river and sat in their trucks because it was really cold that night. And we could watch the late model feature from there. And I don't remember his name, but he was kind of a young hotshot late model driver. And he came off at turn two sideways, and the grass was dewy, maybe frosty. And all these trucks lined up. He was sliding towards us and sideways. And I'm trying to get the truck started to pull out of his way, but I couldn't get the truck started in time. And he went sideways right into the front of me and took out both headlights. So that I remember.
Did you ever get a chance to race at St. Peter, or was that track closed before you started to drive?
No, they were actually racing up there. And a couple of nights we thought about going up there, but at that time they were racing for nothing. And one of my friends raced up there, and it was kind of a, do you want to get paid tonight, or should we double it up for next week so you get more type of thing? And I think he walked out of there with, you know, like $1.80. Something like that, so I didn't go up there.
When and why did you decide to make the switch from stock cars to sprint cars?
Well, I hadn't raced in a year or two, and I bought a copy of Deals on Wheels. And at that time, Houston Speedway, they ran a six-cylinder class, and the six-cylinder class had leaf spring front ends on them, and they were switching over to the 360 sprints. So a lot of guys were selling them, and there was four or five of them in there for sale. And I didn't know anything about a sprint car, but I thought, I called up to Arlington to see if this car would be legal up there, and they said, sure. They were running the modifieds yet. It's got to have a body on it. It can't be a sprint car body. So I went out because it was in my price range. It was $1,500 for a roller with a trailer, and brought it home and put a 283 in it, and away we went.
Is that the number 14 car?
That is. I took the sprint tail off of it. At that time, most of the guys were running the fiberglass Ford Vicky bodies, narrowed down, you know, and I didn't have the money to buy a fiberglass body. So I bought the top, a roll of aluminum off the top of a wrecked semi-trailer, and I straightened it out on the floor, and I took cardboard, and I thought, I'm going to make a gremlin. So I cut cardboard out for the side to see how it would look, and then I laid it down on the aluminum and drew around it with a magic marker and cut it out with a tin snips and bent the edges back with a tin snips and then pounded them flat with a hammer and made another side for it. And I made the back end, and I had tail lights in it and a back deck, and then I just ran the sprint hood.
I have a great picture of you in your number four, Jimmy Kuba in his 2K, Joe Kuba in a Justice Brothers number 55, all parked together in the pits with a fair going on in the background. That Wissota Sprint Car group you ran with was a great group of guys.
Actually, I've seen that picture too. And if you look farther back, you can see my trailer. I'm farther down the road. And I was running the 1J at that time. That 4 car is actually Doug Wolfgang.
What is the story behind the 1J car? Because that is a beautiful piece of machinery.
I convinced my brother in Missouri to get involved because he always liked sprint car racing too, though he never raced. And he funded me for a few years, and he wanted the car to be number one, and the J was for his first name, Jim.
What is the history behind the red number 85 that you drove?
That was owned by Brian Madsen. And we kind of used my motor and my wheels and put it in his car and ran a few nights. I think we ran Race Lake, maybe Montevideo, but that was about it.
Chuck, I know most of the sprint car drivers I know are pretty tiny. You are a good-sized guy with some big arms on you, and I've got a great story about that number 85. I heard that night you were at Rice Lake Speedway that they actually had to peel all the mud off the track from the rain, and on the first lap of the feature, you ended up getting in some of the mud and plugging up the steering, but you were so strong that you actually put a 7-inch curve in a steering arm when you pulled into the pits from making that car turn.
I don't remember that, but I've never been known for being strong. But I do remember I tried diving to the inside on the first corner of the first lap and going through that, and it was so plugged up that when I got to the pits, we couldn't figure out how I got around turn two because the wheels were pretty much locked straight ahead.
Fans that don't remember Brian Schnee as a driver, he is Doug Wolfgang's brother-in-law and also a chassis builder. You and him had some fun times together. Talk about the time you went to a race and crashed, and when you saw Brian again, he told you you shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of guys. Some guys that I raced with, you know, in Wissota were, you know, just a notch above and didn't really give you the time of day. But there were some guys that were really good, really fast racers that were just great guys, and Brian was one. John Cernette was another, and Brian, I was racing at Fairmont, and I went into turn three, and two cars were upside down, and I was trying to not hit one of them, and my only option was to try to get up and squeeze through by the guardrail, and I caught the guardrail, and I went over end over end and demolished a wing and took the tail tank out, and Brian wasn't there that night, but two nights later, I was at Worthington. And Brian walks up and he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "What do you mean? Didn't anyone tell you you never race on Friday the 13th? And I didn't even realize, but it was Friday the 13th when I crashed. So about a week later, Brian had built a car for a young upcomer, and they were having troubles getting it to handle. And I think it was a Jackson. I could be wrong, but Brian was driving it for him, trying to get it set up. And Brian endoed it a bunch of times and completely demolished the car. So the next time I saw him, I'm like, Brian, didn't anyone ever tell you not to drive a green car with a number 13 on it? Because that's it was green and it was 13. And he just laughed. Good guy, though.
You know, it's interesting over the years how many racing superstitions people can remember. No peanuts in the pit areas, no green cars, no number 13.
Yeah, there's a guy I raced with at Arlington, that peanut thing. He was just crazy about that. There's no peanuts anywhere close to him. I actually thought he used to run pretty good. I actually thought about leaving some peanuts as I walked by just to, you know, to play games with him, but it was too mean. I couldn't do it.
What are your most memorable moments that stand out to you from your racing career?
Oh, I guess, the wins. I mean, I started racing sprint cars just to do it, just to say I did it. And my first few races, I'd be going down the backstretch after a couple of laps, and I'd look across the infield and to see when the leaders were there. And pretty soon I'd see them. And the next lap, I wouldn't see them, which means they're coming up behind me. And then there they'd go by. But as I kept going, I noticed that I was getting more laps in before I started seeing them across the infield. And we were picking the pace up a little bit. And eventually I won a feature, and that was awesome. But I guess my biggest memories are just some of the fun things that happened. I had a friend, two brothers actually, from Arlington, and one ran the first heat with me, and the other one was running the second heat, and he got jumped on the start, and the brother in the infield was standing next to me in the corner, and he went, "What's he thinking? Wake up!" And he took a mud ball about the size of a cue ball, and while they were going by on a caution lap, he threw it. And it was the most perfect shot I've ever seen. It hit him right in the side of the helmet. And you could just see his helmet turning back and forth, like, where did that come from? You know, there, that ought to wake him up.
The very last race you were involved in, what do you remember about that final night? And did you know that was going to be the last night of your racing career?
I had a clue, and it was just to the point where you have to admit to yourself it's time to get out of here. I'd raced against some older guys that shouldn't have been out there, and, you know, as you're lapping them, you know it's hard to quit. It's hard to go away from it, and there's a point where you're more of an accident waiting to happen, and I was really afraid of hurting somebody else, and I didn't want to end it that way, which makes you even more tentative. I pulled off and took the helmet off, and I said, that's it. And that was it.
Luckily, you are still involved in racing with your son-in-law, Mike Blowers, and two of your grandkids who also race.
Well, I'm not as involved as you would think. When they started doing it, I kind of had mixed feelings about it. You know, there's always insurance worries and injury worries, and I've seen the good and the bad come out of families break up over racing through the years, and it's just things I didn't want to see happen to them. And so it was hard for me to see them get involved, but as I've been watching over the last few years, they do everything as a family. They're really, really close, and I mean, they do everything. They don't just race as a family. They go fishing as a family. They do other things, and they're very close, and that's great. And racing did that for them. That's awesome.
We sat in front of you, Mike, and Bobby at the NSL Sprint Car Race at Mason City Motor Speedway. We had a great night talking. What is the biggest change you see in sprint car racing since you retired?
Well, when I was running with Soda, Dick Tronson was building my motors, and I could go up to Dick and say, you know, what do you have for used parts? And he would have really good quality pistons and rods and crankshafts and blocks, but it was stuff that was taken off when he freshened somebody else's car. And I could put a motor together for $4,500 and aluminum-headed, good pounding motor, and not as good as some, but decent. And now they're doing the Race Saver thing, and I kind of looked into that a little bit just to see what the deal was, and it just seems like it's like it always is. They come up with new rules to save money, and then the manufacturers start making specialized parts just for the race savers, and here's an injector just for the race savers, and the injector's, you know, $4,500, where you could pick up an injector for $1,000 used. So it's rear ends for the race savers. I mean, the cost, there's a way that they can get more money out of it, and there's always people with the money to pay for it, and that's, you know, the biggest problem is that you just can't make everything the same. It's when I started racing at Arlington, none of the cars were the same. Everybody's was different. And if you broke a part, you couldn't go to another car and get a torsion arm because it's not going to fit. And now almost the cars are pretty much, you know, they're all the same pretty much. And parts are pretty much interchangeable and you can order whatever you want, where we used to have to make stuff.
Safety equipment has also come a long way. I remember my buddy Johnny Parsons III a long time ago gave me an old racing seat, one of his first ones that he ever had, and it's a little bitty fiberglass bucket, and I'm like, what's this? He goes, oh, that was my racing seat. A cushion just fit over the top of it, and then you strapped in. You see these containment seats today and all of the safety features. I think it's getting safer and safer, but we're still seeing some bad wrecks.
Well, I mean, I've had some pretty big ones and some that hurt, and I went over in an old Trossel car. It was a low back seat. It had a Y harness in it. Instead of having like an A-frame behind your head, it had a B with a Naugahyde headrest, and my helmet got through that in one of the flips and was bouncing off the cage every time I hit. And that one hurt. It hurt a lot. And the seat was bent out. The rear end was broke. I still have a steering wheel here at the house that got a section knocked out of it that I did with my thigh in the midst of a flip. It just seems like they keep trying to make things safe, and there's nothing safe about racing. I mean, you can't fix every post that's sticking up on a fence. You put on a head and neck device and a containment seat. Now your head is exposed to whatever is coming at it. You can't have something glance off your helmet, which would move your head a little bit. Whatever's coming at you, you're going to get the full impact. And plus, with the more harness things you put on, the harder it is to get out in case of a fire. And that was my biggest concern, was a fire. And I was actually upside down once, and I was trying to get out, but the wing was bent around that side of the car right up against my helmet, and I couldn't get out. And I was thinking about taking my helmet off to see if I could get out then, but that's when the fuel started running down my back, and I could see it going by my helmet, and that's completely upside down, getting soaked by methanol, with other cars cruising by with open headers. It's not a comfortable place to be, trust me.
What do you think of the resurgence of non-wing sprint car racing?
I think it's kind of neat. I think it puts the driver back into it. I think, you know, if I was thinking about doing it right now, that's what I would do. I raced without a wing for a while, and I enjoyed it. I liked pitching it in sideways, and you go through the corner and you'd have somebody on the high side and you on the low side, and you'd just be gliding along side by side. It's like you're not even moving. I like the non-wing, and I think the racing's better too. You get wing cars and they get some rubber down and it's like asphalt, but once they started liking the slick tracks, that was probably the end for me. I liked the heavy, ruddy. The more beat up the track was, the happier I was.
October 10th, 2018, the track at the Owatonna Fairgrounds was dismantled. What are your memories of the racetrack there?
I remember the first race I went to, a driver died in turn two. And his name was Gordon Herring, and he was a pretty good runner in IMCA, and he ran in other organizations too. But I guess Jerry Richard was driving the number 69 McDonald Offie, and my dad loved Offenhausers. And Jerry pretty much ripped him up. Scratch Daniels was racing, Bill Horstmeyer, and Jerry came back a few years later with the Wagner, the WJW car, and that one came out of USAC, I believe. It was I think Johnny Rutherford actually drove it for a while. And he was on the top of the track, and it was bone dry in the afternoon. And there was nobody even close. And he was running a Chevy at that time. I got his autograph when I was 10 years old. And years later, they ran a special over there, and I went over to watch. And Jerry was there, and Jerry Jr. had just started racing. And after the races, I went down to the pits, and I told Jerry that, I said, I got your autograph here in the pits when I was 10 years old. Oh, that's great. You want a beer? And I said, you bet. So I got to have a beer with my hero. Then he said, come on, we're going to walk over and get our check. You can walk with us. So that was really fun.
It's funny because I have a picture of that day. Jerry was there with that number 63, and it was so dusty. And they're coming three wide down the front stretch, and you have to look really close into the dust. And all you can see is a helmet right up against the wall coming down the front stretch because he was running high.
He was always on the top.
Chuck, thank you so much for your memories. This has been great. I've been looking forward to this interview all season long, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Hey, I had fun too. Thanks a lot.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor. Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Those who work the land and feed the world are exposed to many variables beyond their control. Weather, input costs, and crop prices change daily, weekly, monthly, and from one growing season to the next. Powerlift Doors make concerns about easy ingress and egress and access to your buildings a thing of the past. When you build a new shop, machine storage, processing, or crop input building, be sure to specify Powerlift Doors. Powerlift Doors will give your older farm buildings a new lease on life. Zero headroom, Powerlift retrofit doors allow full use of your building wall height to maximize entry clearance. We can often increase the width of door openings that are too narrow for today's equipment. Contact us at 507-374-9306.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they're the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and get there when I need it. And he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788. Welcome back to the sponsorship section here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Mark from Craige Ford. And Mark, it's always a pleasure to be down here at Craige Ford, and 15-time President's Award winner. Right there tells me a lot about Craige Ford and everyone here and what you stand for.
Well, good morning, Clay. Yeah, you're right. It's customer service is everything. We try to maintain our customers that way and take care of it. It's a lot easier when you have a small store. You know everybody that walks in the door. Your employees have been here for years. And it just makes it a little bit easier to take good care of your customers. It's more of a personal effect than it is, hey, let's make a car deal.
I think we all had a little reality check with the recent weather. Tires for winter are now on people's mind. Doug Hilson in your service center can get customers virtually any brand of tires they want at a great price, and they can also use their Ford service card.
Absolutely. You know, Ford has a program with low interest and throws rebates on top of it for you when you use your service card. You can sign up at Craig Ford, and you can use that at any Ford store around. So if you'd be traveling or anything like that, that card's available through Ford. We'd like you to use it here at Craig Ford, of course, but that doesn't always work. We got some snowbirds that like to use their cards down in Arizona. But back to the tires. Yeah, Doug's selling tires like a crazy man. He sells good tires at a good price. You know, remember, we buy the biggest volume in the world through Ford Motor Company, so our prices, they're strong.
SUVs. Ford has a great lineup and models to fit everyone's needs, whether it's technology packages for business or a family or passenger room and towing.
Well, we've got it all in the sport utility line. You know, you take your Escape, you take your Edge, you take your Explorer. Those are just steadfast, everyday, steady Eddies. But boy, come on in and take a look at that new Expedition. Ford really did a bang-up job on that thing. It is absolutely the top-of-the-line large sport utility on the market today.
I spotted the new 2019 Ford Edge ST that is coming soon with 335 horsepower. It's really getting rave reviews.
Well, it is. And, you know, it seems like in today's world, we kind of dig that stuff. And, of course, we're on the Dirt Show, so power's everything. And they've just made that a really sporty, good-looking automobile that will let it go. People like that acceleration. They love the quietness, the smooth ride, the mileage, and everything of the Edge. So this is going to be a big seller for us, and the Edge already is. So, you know, when you climb, you keep climbing.
Ford is always looking to the future. An all-new Ranger is coming out in 2019, and the iconic Bronco is coming back soon.
They are, and the Ranger's soon to be here. I just talked to a friend of mine out in Las Vegas that drove one yesterday, and wow, he said it was just a driving pleasure. He said Ford did a great, great job on it. I personally haven't been in one, but we're really excited about it. The customers that are coming in are wanting to know when, why, and where they can order. Production's starting really fast here. They're going to have a short run to make sure everything goes good, and then the next thing you know, we're going to have a beautiful, beautiful mid-sized truck here that's going to take the market by storm.
And it's neat they're bringing the Bronco back, because you know how many people had the old box-shaped Broncos. It's going to be cool to see the new one in 2020.
It is going to be a special line for us. You know, you bring back the nostalgia of the Bronco, and people are going to throw big interest in it. And I think that it's going to be a niche market, but I think it's going to be one that's going to grow every single year.
Even with everything Ford has going, the trucks are still the bread and butter for Ford. Again, in 2018, Ford F-150 was awarded Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
Well, it is a prize-winning truck. You got everything in that truck that you want. You got style, you got comfort, you got room, you got power, you got towability. There's just nothing that Ford trucks don't offer you today. I mean, you got to understand that we've got 60% of our truck owners, they drive them for their cars. That's how nice they are, and they go to work too. So we got the best of both worlds, and it's always number one out there in the truck world.
The ability to completely design your vehicle from the ground up and make it specially just for you. I thought that was a thing of the past, but here at Craig Ford, when I stopped in a week ago, you were actually putting one together, getting ready for a customer that was coming in, and that's neat when you think about it. Your vehicle is going to be coming down the line at Ford with everything you want, exactly the way you want it.
Well, our customers are getting more specific. And don't get me wrong, Ford's got a lot of package programs that are out there, but we can still really, really build what you want. And we mix and match and fit and do everything to your needs. And at that point, you get to pick your color just what you want. You pick your interior just what you want. If you need a big trailer tow, if you want 20s, if you want this, if you want that, we can put that together for you. Get that order into Ford under your name, and you get the truck you want in a fairly reasonable short period of time. But I'll tell you what, that's the way to go. If you got a little time, you get to put the truck that you want underneath your you-know-what.
Mark, you always have a great inventory here because of your customer loyalty. You never know what kind of gems you're going to get in, so I suggest people keep looking at your inventory constantly.
Our inventory changes daily, from our used inventory that are usually one owner trades to our new inventory coming and going steady. You know, we've got to keep a good supply here, and that's what keeps people coming. If you don't have, if you got an empty lot, you got empty customers. You got to have them in here. So we try to keep a very nice inventory. For a small town, we probably got one of the biggest inventories around. So stop in and see us at Craige Ford or check that website. We always got stuff changing and we always got stuff priced right.
Mark, you do have an amazing inventory. Every time I drive through town, I take a look at it. How can they get a hold of you here at Craige Ford? And if they'd like some service from Doug out in the shop before the cold weather months hit, what's the best way?
Well, always give us a call if you can. You know, 507-583-2046 is our direct line. 866-573-5243 is our 800 number. You can give Doug or I a call, and we'll get you taken care of. Anybody here is willing to help, and hopefully we can get you in a fast turnaround in our service department or find the truck or car that you need here at Craige Ford.
Mark, thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show, and good luck out in the fields when you actually get to harvesting your own stuff.
Well, she's drying up out there, and hopefully our farmers have a safe fall out here. I think the crop's going pretty good, and we just need to be able to get back in there without mud on our tires. But we'll get her done. It's early in the year yet. But thanks a lot, Clayne, for all you do for Craige Ford, and good luck to the racers next year out there on the tracks.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
The big boys with the big toys.
Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plan. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Bob Baker, Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville. And Bob, Knoxville is one of the greatest places on the planet, and also the gift shop inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. What a great place to come and do some shopping for your friends for the holiday season.
Thank you, first of all, for having us on the show, Clint. It's always great to be on The Dirt Show. And you're right, our museum store, we tell people we feature the largest selection of sprint car merchandise on the planet. But even if you're not a sprint car fan, we have lots of racing merchandise here. You know, all the way from those pull-up type trash cans that people use when they're out camping to the large floor mats for their outdoor camping needs, or some people even use them in their garages and their race shops or their man caves or their basements. But we have lots of racing memorabilia, but primarily we focus on the sprint cars. That's true. We have lots of sprint car racing jewelry, books, apparel, you know, the hats, shirts, jackets, just a variety of sprint car merchandise. Of course, a big selection of diecast. Those are starting to come back into play this year, and several of the teams have diecast cars out now, and we've got some of those coming for the holidays. So just a great place for people to shop for Christmas presents this year.
I was shopping for books while we were down at the Knoxville Nationals, and I've already read a couple of them, so I know middle of the winter I'm going to run out of reading materials, so I will definitely be heading back down there, and it's a great destination trip for the wintertime. Get out of the house, you're heading for a racetrack, you get to stand up on the second floor and look out over the racetrack, look around the museum, and grab some reading material and head back home.
You know, Clayne, you're exactly right. When the winter time is here, a lot of people forget that the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open year-round, 7 days a week. So we're not that far away, you know, right off, not too far off of Interstate 80 and also off of Interstate 35 for people crossing the country or taking vacations or even here in the middle of the country just wanting a nice day trip to come into someplace warm and get ready for race season again. So our book selection is probably one of the largest open wheel and racing book collections that we have, and we sell more books in our museum than anything, and people are always amazed when they hear that we sell more books than we do T-shirts or jewelry or diecast cars or some of the other things we have. But our book selection is second to none, really.
Listeners that would like to get a Christmas catalog from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, it's going to be a little different this year.
You know, in the past, we've mailed our Christmas catalogs to everybody on our list that we've had here for the 25-plus years we've been here in Turn 2 in Knoxville. And the printing cost and the postage cost just got to be so exorbitant. We're putting everything online this year. But also, if somebody would like to receive one of those catalogs for free in the mail, all they have to do is call us at our toll-free number, and we'll send them one for free. And that number is 800-874-4488. Again, that's to receive a free Christmas catalog, one of our catalogs we've mailed out in the past. We'll still be glad to mail it to you if you'd like to get one in the mail as you have in the past, but just the postage and the printing cost to mail 20,000 plus of those out to everybody was just getting too astronomical for our nonprofit museum. So again, that number for the free catalog is 800-874-4488. We'll be glad to mail you one of those packets that has everything inside there. You know, how to order a brick, how to get the raffle tickets, you know, before the drawing this year on December 14th, how to order Christmas presents from our museum store. It has everything inside there, and we'll be glad to mail it to you.
Fans that would like to put the ultimate Christmas present under the Christmas tree, you still have tickets available for the raffle car.
We sure do, Clayne. The tickets are the same price they've always been. They're $20 each, or six raffle tickets for $100, and that's for a brand new Mach 1 chassis powered by a Ryder Racing 410 engine, and we'll do that drawing just in a few months. On December 14th, on Friday, December 14th, the weekend before Christmas, we're going to do that drawing and give that brand new 410 Mach 1 chassis race car away. We'll do the drawing right here in our museum. It's always a very festive time when we do the drawing, but a lot of people don't know this, but that raffle drawing is our second largest source of revenue to keep our museum open year-round. So it's a very important part of our business, and it's a lot of fun, too. Without the builders and manufacturers in sprint car racing that donate all the pieces and parts and wires and bolts and tires and wheels and everything on that sprint car, our museum probably would not be able to be open year-round. So a special thanks goes out to all the builders and manufacturers on our raffle car every year. This will be the 12th car we've given away. It's car number 12. Again, it's a Mach 1 chassis powered by a Ryder Racing 410 engine. It's a race-ready race car, and we'll do that drawing on December 14th here in our museum. Again, the tickets are $20 each or $6 for $100, and you can purchase those either by coming in our museum or calling us toll-free or on our website called SprintCarRaffle.com, and you can buy them right off the internet right there wherever you are and purchase your raffle tickets and help support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
And Bob, you talk about being able to be open year-round and helping to support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. What a great place to give an end-of-the-year donation if you're a race fan.
Clayne, you are so exactly right. You know, our museum is run solely on donations and the funds we raise at our fundraising events. And without donations, we would not be able to keep the museum open as we do. So the end of the year is a great time to make a nice donation for the Hall of Fame. And one thing we haven't talked about much, but everybody knows the construction is finished on the Brian Clausen Suite Tower. It opened April 11th this year, and a lot of people think that the Brian Clausen Suite Tower is open and paid for. Well, it is open, but it's not all paid for yet. We still have a big chunk of change that we owe the bank to finish paying off that Brian Clausen Suite Tower. So this is a great place at this time of year to make a donation to help out with your taxes. If you're in that situation where you need a tax break, need a little bit of help, keep the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Museum in mind and know that we do have a big bill over our heads to finish paying off for the construction on that brand new Brian Clausen Suite Tower we just completed.
Bob, thanks for being with us all year long, and I look forward to talking to you in 2019.
Clayne, thank you for always having us on The Dirt Show. I do hope your listeners will come and see us this winter sometime, and I hope you have a great holiday season.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Clayne. We'll see you next season.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers. Four racers, 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Extreme!
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, you get yourself involved in all kinds of stuff, and I saw a really neat video of you making bear stir fry. How did that all come about?
So lo and behold, here we are full of BS, which is bear stir fry. Well, no, I'll tell you what, Clayne, Outdoor Dan Young, good friend of mine, and he went up into Minnesota bear hunting and gave me a bear roast and said, here, have some fun with this. And I'll tell you what, God, bear meat is really good. What I did is I just slow cooked it in the oven in a covered roaster pan until it just got fall apart tender, and then I just stir-fried it a little bit after I shredded it, stir-fried a little bit with a little bit of sesame oil, and then I cooked a bunch of fettuccine noodles and then put the bear meat in with it, and then I sauteed some vegetables up quick. I did some onions and red and green peppers, celery and carrots, sliced them thin and just got them till they just had a little crunch to them yet, and mixed that all together, and then put our cookies Korean sauce over that and stirred it through, and you talk about tasty. My God, was that ever good. Needless to say, it's not on our website, but if anybody needs a recipe, they can just shoot me an email and tell them they want the bear recipe, and just email me at speed, S-P-E-E-D, at cookies, C-O-O-K-I-E-S, and then the letter B, and the letter B, and then the letter Q, .com, and just say bear recipe, and I'll type one up and send it to them. Because what I did is I just did it like off my pork stir fry recipe is kind of what I went by, only there I do it with rice, but I just tried this and with noodles, and God, that's really good.
Speed, we are right in the hunting season here in this area. Bow hunting, duck and pheasant are going to be open. I can't imagine roasting a pheasant or duck in the oven covered with cookies flavor enhancer.
I like to brine them a little bit first with the flavor enhancer. Use flavor enhancer, a little bit of brown sugar and water, and make a brine, and brine it for a little bit before I roast it. Brine it for 4 or 6 hours, and then pull it out of the brine, and then roast it. My God, is that ever good, Clayne.
And you have so many great products for all of the cooks out there, recipe books, and you can buy actually bundles of your products on your website. So you're shopping for the upcoming holidays and want to make a cook in your family very happy, how can they do that, Speed?
Just go to our website called cookiesbbq.com, and we've got all sorts of gift packs on there. We've got aprons on there. Just make a happy person happier when they get a nice selection of our cookies products. They're all on there, our Korean, our wings and things, the tangy mustard, the Western style, the sweet and spicy, sweet hickory, Western taco sauce, flavor enhancer, and both salsas. So just go to the cookie site and do your Christmas shopping. Let old Santa bring it right to your door.
Speed, thank you so much for all your great cooking ideas throughout the entire season. I'm sure some people out there standing by their grills are very happy.
You bet. You'll have a good one, Clayne, and talk to you later.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
You're coming out of turn 4 and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
This is your old friend, Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Well, not a lot of racing going on around in our area, but last Friday night, October 12th, they were racing at Port Royal Speedway in Pennsylvania in the Wing Sprint Car 25-lap A Main, Freddie Raymer over Anthony Marcery. Saturday night, the World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series was at Terre Haute, Indiana. Brad Sweet took home $10,000 and a checkered flag over Donnie Schatz. The 360 Wing Sprint Car Challenge Tour was at Hartford, California. Rico Abreu taking a checkered flag over Shane Gobelick. And the Power Eye Midget Series was at Belle Claire Speedway in Illinois. Number 67, Logan Seavey, who had a great year with the ARCA Racing Series on dirt, takes a checkered flag over Zach Dom. Tonight's the last hurrah for racing in our area. I hope to see you at the Topless Nationals at Ogilvy Raceway or the Fall Festival at Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin.
Dad, I can't believe it's fall already.
Yep, that's why we're gearing up.
You mean up?
Gearing up because it's going to get very busy. Many customers will be bringing their cars into the Owatonna Auto Clinic to have our expert mechanics check them over before the cold weather hits.
And if they don't...
Well, son, hopefully those people don't get towed in here in January because a little preventative maintenance now will save you a big headache later.
That's why we are the clinic.
The Owatonna Auto Clinic, that is. 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.